back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Portland Diamond Project would like very much to build a baseball stadium on the South Waterfront. In order to help get that done, they have looked towards a 2003 bill that was passed that would help provide some funding for the stadium. We have talked in the last several weeks with a number of guests about this. Robert Raiola, the sports tax man, came on the show. He talked about the 2003 legislation that was passed that would provide a $150 million bond for the project. We have also discussed it with callers. I've written about it. There would be no existing tax dollars used for the jock tax. Schools wouldn't get hurt. Teachers wouldn't lose their jobs. Potholes would not be left unfilled. The new tax revenue would only exist because a new stadium exists. Meaning Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge play games. They pay state income tax in the state of Oregon. Our next guest, State Senator Mark Meek, joining us. He recently had an opportunity behind the scenes at the state capitol to talk about this request from the Diamond Project, and I'd love to get his insight on it. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hello, John, and thank you for having me. And yeah, I'm happy to kind of share some of the background of what we're trying to accomplish at the legislative level to make Portland attractive to be awarded a new franchise in 2027. And I'm happy to answer questions or kind of go into what we're looking at right now. And we just passed out of my committee on Monday.
Yeah, let's talk about, the steps that happen. And you're part of a legislative committee. You guys took a look at this on Monday. Tell us what you guys were talking about, or maybe how that session or that hearing goes.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for you all paying attention to it. The original, like you mentioned, the funding mechanism was for $150 million back in 2003. And back then, believe it or not, the stadium was going to cost maybe $500 million, maybe $400 million. But fast forward 20 years later, in order for the Portland Diamond Project to be competitive, we need to kind of upgrade and bring this number to kind of current dollars and levels. And so in my committee, we had the hearing and actually passed the bill out, but we passed it out at raising it to a $800 million kind of a funding threshold for the project to finance in the city or the state's participation with this new park.
The request that's being made from the Diamond Project, I mean, obviously you were on the receiving end of that conversation, and you and your fellow lawmakers. Can you tell us what the Diamond Project's asking for here? And because sometimes I think it's difficult to explain to the public what's going on.
No, thank you so much. And let me just kind of make sure that everybody, all your listeners, know this is not a single dollar coming out of our pockets. And here's the thing. We are trying to put the mechanics into place that if and only if we are awarded a Major League Baseball team here in Portland, then that's when we would actually have revenue coming in to actually help pay back this kind of indebtedness that the Diamond Project will enter. So, for example, it's going to cost about $2 billion to build the stadium there, which I've seen the renderings. It's going to be beautiful. And if you think about Oracle Park, Barry Bonds, blasting him out into the San Francisco Bay, these players are going to be, Shohei Ohtani blasting him out there into the Willamette River. And so what they're asking for us is we need to be competitive. Salt Lake City in Utah, their legislature passed a pledge of $900 million to build that stadium to support their consortium that's trying to bring Major League Baseball to Utah. And we are trying to be competitive with them. And some may ask, why didn't we, shoot for $900 million? Everybody knows nobody wants to go to Utah, so I'll just be a little biased here. But we have a great stadium and opportunity right there that if state of Oregon and the city of Portland dedicates this funds to be available to repay the debt from this, I would call, luxury tax of the players, then they will be much more competitive to be awarded this new franchise.
We're talking to Mark Meek, state senator here in the state of Oregon. Next step for this thing, obviously when you say public money, people go to a place where, you know, no, we don't want that. But what's the next step for this in as it moves through the process?
Yeah, thank you. Well, we passed it out of my committee, and now it's going to go to the Senate floor for a vote. And we're hoping we're hoping it has, you know, really kind of close to unanimous support. Once it gets out of the Senate, then it has to go through the same process. Has to go to the House, one of the committees in the House of Representatives, pass through the committee. They're going to vet it and talk about it, kind of, you know, figure out what is our risk here. And I will share this. I've dissected this bill. Oregon has no risk, and here's even worse for the stadium team, is that the money, the tax, state tax that we collect on behalf of all their players and the Major League Baseball team, say for in 2030, all their tax that comes in, it goes into our general fund immediately, and then the Department of Revenue actually has to state, okay, $50 million from this Major League Baseball team came in 2030. I direct you, the legislature, to send that money into this grant fund. But until that legislature takes action, that money stays in the general fund. So really, there's no really risk there at all. And we were only going to be sending money to this fund to repay these grantees, this loan process for the Major League Baseball team. If that money comes in, and if the legislature approves it. So they're actually, if the legislature doesn't approve it, they're left hanging the bag, the bag to pay the bill.
We're talking to Mark Meek, state senator. Mark, why is this important? Why do lawmakers think about, supporting baseball or bringing, profile sports franchise to Portland? Why is that important to you guys?
Well, I think it's important to, Oregonians. I think it's important to baseball fans. And John, you're big sports fans. I know you've been to fields all across this whole nation. I've been to Dodger Stadium. I've been to the Padres field down there at the Glassland Park. And it's just a great opportunity to connect with family, friends. And I see this at the core. We've seen, models and rendering where people from the city of Portland are going to be able to walk to these games, going to be able to basically hang out with their friends. So that's one of the things, kind of a community building thing. The other thing is when you bring in a big, so say if we were trying to attract an Intel to build more fabs here, and we wanted to help build their fab. Well, in order to pay for it, they would have to have 30 or 60, CEOs making over, $5 million a year in order to pay for that. What we're doing, Major League Baseball, in comparison, the Blazers, the Thorns, the Timbers, and other minor league sports bring in about $3.5 billion of revenue to the Portland area annually. Major League Baseball by itself will bring in $2.5 or $2.3 billion on its own. With 81 home games, they have concerts and opportunities. So to me, I'm the chair of the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee. I'm all about generating revenue so that our families can, support themselves, have good jobs. But this will bring new jobs, and it'll bring new entertainment, and it'll bring economic development to Portland. And Portland needs a shot in the arm, and I think this would be a great shot in the arm for them.
How much rubbernecking? You brought up Salt Lake City. I think people look at Salt Lake City and they look at, maybe Nashville, and they say, okay, where are they in the process? How much rubbernecking, is happening right now looking over at those other cities?
Yeah, great question, because here's the thing. Major League Baseball is going to award two teams, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. Memphis would have to be considered over on the East Coast. So we're only in competition right now with Salt Lake City, and they're the only ones that their state is the only one that has ponied up the money. San Jose was in the picture, but the Portland Diamond Project with Craig Cheek and also, you guys know that Russell and Sierra Wilson are, you know, investors in this. We've already gone through all the process. We have our site located. And if the state, you know, kind of ponies up, we are in the running to have to be successful bidder for this. So when we look over our shoulder, who is our competition? It's Salt Lake City, because they're the only ones that have been in even close proximity to being prepared for something like this.
We're talking to State Senator Mark Meek. Let me ask you this. Why did you get into this? What is it about state politics, local politics that fuels you?
Yeah, well, me getting into politics, I mean, John, folks that know me, my friend Mark Beerwag is listening right now too. We were former business partners. I grew up dirt poor. I grew up in the city of Portland playing Little League, going to the Beavers games, you know, basically living on, you know, just hanging out on the streets. But I had a chance to be successful, went to the military, got a college degree, was a small business owner, owned a tavern there in Portland, 35th and Hawthorne. So I was able to come back to my neighborhood roots. And so through my engagement of my successes, and I do believe America is the greatest country in the world, that a guy like me has a chance to be successful. Well, I want other families and other kids out there to know that if you, you know, put a little elbow grease into it and you work hard, you have a chance to be successful in this country, and more importantly, here in the state of Oregon. So the work I'm doing now is kind of giving back. I'm giving back to the communities with my successes and my, you know, rewards to make sure that they see the opportunity and our families can all, you know, benefit from these other programming too. So I'm trying to be a shine of light out there to you know, bring the, you know, reasonableness to this and the prospects out there. So I guess I hope that answers your question.
Yeah,
John.
It does.
Appreciate it.
That helps. And look, I'm always interested in people and humanizing things. And I think sometimes we get caught up in the bottom line a little too much, and we forget that, you know, the jobs you're talking about, those are families. Those are people out there that could benefit from this. All right. So if we're talking about timeline here, you know, this goes to the Senate floor, maybe late this week.
Yeah.
And then
early next week now. Yeah.
Early next week, and then it goes to the House. So, are we talking about a couple of weeks now that the Diamond Project will be waiting?
Yes, it should be. Yeah, but what's good? We're just trying to, you know, put a check mark in a box for the Diamond Project. Once we get this done, it can be done in June. But they then have their resume set. That's a big, important step forward for them. City of Portland endorses this. Mayor Keith Wilson, and Treasurer Steiner, the governor. The Metro Chamber of Commerce, there's just, you know, Sports Oregon, Friends of Baseball, we have lots of support for this. And what I like about if you think about what's, you know, we all seen what Portland can bring, the value that it brings, and we all know what it can become again. And I think this, if we think about, you know, performance and enhancing, you know, opportunities, this is a performance enhancing shot in the arm for economic development and for our suffering, you know, businesses in downtown Portland. We want to make Portland vibrant again and inviting again. And I think this could be one of the really positive steps forward for that.
Who could be against this, or what kind of opposition do you hear? Or is it?
Yeah, well, the same folks that you're talking about, they're saying we are pledging $800 million in this, but it's not our money. It's not Oregon's money. It's not money we have. But what will happen, so let me just kind of go with the mechanics if you have a couple of seconds here. The 800, you know, the payroll that comes in from these luxury players is going to repay that debt. They have $800 million, which could be some, you know, financing costs too. Minnesota did the same thing. And we're going to be on a 30-year timeline. We are, you know, exposing ourselves for 30 years to take these revenues in, pay off the debt. State of Minnesota did this for their stadium. They paid it off in 18 years. So the beauty of that is every year after that, that's $50 million, $60 million that comes in from just these baseball teams that are coming. That's general fund money that now we can spend for housing, you know, social services, roads, whatever it is. That's going to remain in our coffers. So it's a delayed gratification type of system that we're setting up. We're not losing anything if they don't come. We're not paying anything if they do. We're just helping kind of finance it. So some of the folks that are in opposition are, you know, we shouldn't, in these times of dire needs and uncertainty, why are we doing this? We don't do anything. Nothing's going to happen. We do something. Something good could happen, but it's not guaranteed. But the other thing is, it's not a single taxpayer dollar being lost, and we're not going to be exposing ourselves or losing, risking anything if they don't come. And if they do come, we have nothing but $4 billion worth of development to gain, and then hopefully a lot of fun with amazing, you know, players coming in and hopefully building a great franchise that we can all rally around and hopefully experience a World Series here sometime.
Well, keep us posted. I appreciate the explanation, the work you're doing, and your commitment to your community, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Thanks for all your listeners out there. Yeah, let's go play ball.
There it is. It has passed the committee. It'll go to the Senate floor. Then it'll go to the House. Then it'll go to the governor. And presumably, it kind of looks to me like the Diamond Project's going to get their $800 million bond. There is some opposition that I hear out there, and I think it's mostly from people who don't understand that this isn't actually money that's coming out of the state's general fund. It's not going to result in an income tax increase. It's not going to come out of your check. It's not going to be coming out of my check. It's not going to be something that happens at the register. In fact, if you buy a ticket to the game, you're not contributing either. You're the only way that you're contributing to this is if you happen to play Major League Baseball. If you're suiting up for one of the teams, you might be against this. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, I could see him having a problem with this. Saying, hey, wait a minute. Pay enough taxes. I go into the state of Oregon and play a baseball game. I'm going to pay income tax on the game that I play there. I think it's a wonderful idea, and it's a win-win, and I think it takes no brains at all for anybody on either side to spend a moment and examine that and go, oh, you know, this actually doesn't result in a tax at all for anybody if the team never comes. And if the team does come, the players pay it. Leave it here. You got the BFT.